We continue our learning. We're in Kedushin, Paragimel Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer lo isha harayat mekudeshes li almanas she'adaber alayich la'shilton. Person says to a woman, you are mekudeshes to me, gives her a ring. Almanas, on the condition, I'll speak to the ruler. You need a little bit of help. I protect you from the ruler, let's say. So I'll speak to the ruler on your behalf. Or the Escha Imach Kipoel. Or I will do something. I'll do malacha for you, like a salaried worker. Diber Allah Hala Shilton Vasa Imach Kipoel Mikudeshes. If in fact he fulfills this Tanai, and he either, in the case of he's speaking to the Shilton, to the ruler, he does, or he works for her as a Poel, so they are married. Vimlav, and if not, Ena Mekudeshes, they're not married. Now, why do I need a Mishnah to tell me? This seems to be a simple Tanai. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though one could argue that, hold on, does he have to give her even a ring? Maybe we could say, speaking to the Shilton, so this is people get paid to do those kinds of things. A poel, obviously doing work, you get paid for those things. So maybe what he's saying her to her is, Harer mekudeshesli b'schar sha'adaber alayach la'shilton, or b'schar she'eseh imach kepoel, meaning you are mekudeshes to me for the value of that which by speaking to the ruler on your behalf, or the value of my working for you as a poel. So it's that money that we're speaking of, that I am the mikadeshu with that money, money that potentially you would pay me for that, so I'm giving to you as kesef kiddushin. And maybe he doesn't have to give a reprut at all. In all the cases, speak about it tonight, I'm giving you this ring, almanas that, you give me 200 zuz. So we assume that you have to give a ring, you have to be mekadesh with the shavu pruta. But maybe here, we could argue that you don't even need to be a shavu pruta. Harem mekadesh asli almanas that I speak to you for the shulton, and the kesef kiddushin is that schar. Or the same thing as working as a poel. I'll work as a poel for you. That money that you would have paid me for that, I'm mekadesh you with that. So the chiddush of the mission is that is not effective. Why not? Because of the principle, yeshna l'schirus mitchila v'ad sof. There are two ways to view when a person is being paid for a job. Schirus, person is hired to do a job. So do we say that every minute that you work, you're getting paid another penny, another dime, another dollar, and eventually it adds up at the end? Or do we say, oh no, ein l'schirus elo l'vasof, which means as you're working, nothing is being paid at all. At the very end, so then there's a salary. Well, once you did the whole day's work, so now you get $100, you get $1,000. So the town of our Mishnah holds, yeshna l'schirus mitchila v'ad sof, that the way being a hard worker is paid, the way we assume it's that the money adds up over time. Over each and every minute, you profit a little bit more money. And not that at the end that the person is zochet to entire schar. From the very beginning, they continue to be mitzaref along the way. So if that's true, at the end of the job, when the job is over, we view all of that which has been added, all of the profit every minute, so that you've amassed over that amount of time, we view that as a chov, as a debt, as a milveh. And we know that be mekadesh with the milveh ain't a mekudeshes. We don't say that you can't be mekadesh. If a woman, let's say, owes the man money, he can't say, okay, you keep that money, and that's the kesef kiddushin. That doesn't work. So that's what would be happening here if you held yeshna l'schiros mitzchila v'ad sof. So, and that's what the chiddush of the mission is, that you have to give her a pruta. To say that I mean mekadesh you with the money, with the schar of speaking to the shilton, or the schar of working as a poel, that's not effective, because behold, yesh l'schiros mitzchila from the beginning ad sof, and therefore at the very end we look back at all the payment as really a debt, as a milveh, as a loan, and that's not effective. Then the Mishnah says, Al Manas Shayirtse Abba, the Gemara on the Kanam Mi Mikadesh you, the man says, as long as my father, the man says, is interested in this marriage, is happy that we're getting married. If there's Ratzon on his part, and he's not Mochi, doesn't protest to it, we'll be married. So the Gemara explains that the man is Mikadesh the woman, Al Manas Shelo Yimche Abba, on the condition my father doesn't protest. And it was Kaveh's man for that macha. He gave a certain amount of time. He fixed a certain amount of time. Let's say, Harein Mikudesh Asli Al Manash Lo Yimcha Avi Tok Shloshim Yom. Okay, I'm in Mikudesh to you right now with this ring. on the condition that within the next 30 days, my father doesn't protest. If he doesn't protest for another 30 days, then we are married. If he protests 50 days later, it doesn't matter. But within 30 days, so then that would cancel the marriage because the Tanai is not fulfilled. So says the Mishnah, Zeratza'av. So then if 30 days passed and he didn't protest, Mikudeshes, like the Tanai says, Vimlav, which means he protested within the 30 days, and a Mikudeshes, because the Tanai was not fulfilled. Mesa'av, let's say the father died within 30 days. Harezo Mikudeshes. Why? Because the concern of the husband, of the father protesting, obviously has been removed, and she's Mikudeshes right away. We don't have to wait for anything. And Mes HaBein, let's say the man who's Mekadesh, this woman, he dies. So now, if the father would agree to the marriage or not protest within 30 days, she will have been a married woman, and then she'll be subject potentially to Yibam or Chalitza. So the Mishnah says, what we do is, Belamdin Asa'av Lomar She'eino Rotze. We teach the father, in a case where the husband died, we teach his father to say, I didn't want the marriage, I didn't want the Kiddushin. Let him protest, and that way the Kiddushin was never Chal, and she won't be Zekuka Leyibam. Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, beginning of the second parak, we learn that a man who's Mekadesh his daughter, as long as she's not a Bogeris, the father has the right to Mekadesh his daughter. We say he shouldn't be Mekadesh when she's a Ketana, ideally, but nonetheless, during Narus, between 12 and 12 and a half, and certainly when she's a Ketana, he has the right, he has the authority to be Mekadesh her. The Mishnah here is speaking about a case where a father says he accepted Kesef Kiddush on behalf of his daughter, and she was not a Bogeris. He just doesn't know who the man is. So she's now potentially usher to all people. So that's what it says. Kiddashti is piti v'ene yodelemi kiddashti. So now every man is prohibited to her. She may be, because maybe she's mikudeshes to a different man. So uva echad v'amarini kiddashti. But a man came along and said, oh, I was the one who's Mekadeshah, says the Mishnah, Naaman. He's the one who says he's Mekadeshah, he's believed. Why do we believe him? Maybe he's lying, because we would assume he would be afraid to lie in front of her father, because the father may say, it's not true, you're not the right person, therefore he's permitted to marry her. Generally, don't we need two Edim in order to permit a woman to marry? So that's true. That's only when the Edim testify to a change in Chazakah, to change in her status. Let's say she was married to one person and they want to testify that she's been divorced so she can marry someone else. So, but here, her status is not changing. This person who's coming along saying, I was Mekadesh, the one who's not changing her status at all. It's a Gili Milsa. He's coming to reveal that he's the person who you didn't, he's the person you didn't know who it was. And now he's coming to tell you that, in fact, she's Mekudeshes to me. That is, that's the way to understand the Heter and the Mishnah. So that's what it means, again, Kiddashti is B.T. V'layne De'alami Kiddashti. I don't know why I married her off to. And a man says, I was the one. He is Naaman. Interesting, there is a discussion in the Gemara Daos Samach Gimel whether the father's statement that he accepted Kiddushin for his daughter is sufficient for a Beis Din now to kill someone who has an affair with this woman. Or do we say, no, she can't marry other men, but we're not going to assume she's married to the extent that she would be killed if she was living with another man. Then the Mishnah says, So let's say you have a case where here one of them, two people come along. So one of them is definitely lying. So I can't trust any of them. So what's the halacha? So halacha is shneim nosdim get. We don't allow her to remarry till she gets a get from both of them, because we're afraid. Obviously she's married to one of them. Maybe they're both lying. She's married to a third person. That we don't assume is true. Vimratzu echanos and get vechad konis. But if after the two gave her a get, if the other one wants to, one of them wants to marry her. If one of them is giving her a get, rather. Ratu echa nosin get vechad kones. If one wants to give a get, one gives a get, so who's the only other person we're concerned that she's mikudesh? Who is the other person? Okay, so that's fine. Now she's divorced from here, so now she's able to marry the other person. Nonetheless, the halacha is that the second person would require to perform another kiddushin, give her a ring, because Maybe it was really the other person who was Mekadesh her originally, and she never had Kiddushin with this particular man. Now, returning to the first case where the person said, Kidashtis biti, the father said, I was Mekadesh my daughter, but I don't know to whom. And this one person comes along and said, Ani Kidashti, he's Naaman. So there's a debate in the Gemara what he's Naaman for. One opinion of the Gemara says he's only believed to the extent that if he gives her a get, she can marry someone else. Why? Well, this man stands to gain nothing by saying Ani Kedashtia in order to give her a get, she can marry someone else, because he doesn't benefit at all. So what benefit does he get? Obviously, he must be telling the truth, but he himself is not permitted to marry her. And others say no. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that, in fact, he is able to marry her. And that's why we believe him, because it's not a change, as we said, a change of a chazaka at all. He can even marry without a problem. Let's say you have a woman, though, and she said, I accepted Kiddushin, and she doesn't. It's not about the father. This is not a woman herself. I accepted Kiddushin, I don't remember from whom. So everyone holds that the person who comes to say, oh, I am the one who married her, is not allowed to marry her. In the case of the father, so that's a debate. Whether it's just enough to say he's Naaman, that he has to give her a get so she can marry someone else, or he's even Naaman to marry her. But that's whether it's the father. The woman herself said, I accepted Kiddushin for someone, but I don't know who it is, and someone comes along and says, I'm the one. So then we don't believe the person, he needs to give her a get for her to be divorced, to marry someone else. But to say that he's able to marry her, that we don't, because we're afraid maybe he's gonna, maybe she'll be interested in marrying him, and she'll cover up for him and protect him, and therefore we're not going to believe her. But obviously, he's believed enough that he needs to give her a get, and then she can marry someone else.